Good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center in the Kansas Ball City Sacred.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball.
All right. Good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center at Ball City St. Heart. It's time for Pioneer Conference basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the visitors tonight to the Irish in our girls game. St. Heart comes in here with a record of 15 wins and 3 losses on the year. Johnson Brock comes in here 13 wins and 3 losses on the season. Boys game, very similar tonight. Ball City St. Heart 12-5 on the year. Johnson Brock 12-4. Could be some very good basketball here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. It's also parents' night for the girls. We'll take care of those festivities at halftime of the boys' game tonight here at the rack. Two teams coming in here. Sacred Heart girls off a win, a good win at Wymore on Tuesday night when they beat the Southern Raiders in that contest. And Johnson Brock coming in here as well. Johnson Brock has won their last two. Their last loss was against St. Heart. St. Heart beat them back at the Medeckis tournament a week and a half ago. St. Heart won that ball game 59-33. We'll see how things pan out tonight here for the Eagles. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and give you the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Go ahead and see if we can get the starting lineups in here before our national anthem tonight for the visitors. For Coach Mitchell Atkinson, for Johnson Brock, it will be 5'8 freshman Brooklyn Behrens in the starting lineup tonight. Audrey Sanford is a 5'5 senior. 5'6 junior Hallie Rasmussen, 5'8 freshman Natalie Knippelmeyer, and 5'11 freshman Taryn Ottoman. The starting five for Johnson Brock, 3 freshmen in there, a junior and a senior. For St. Heart coach Luke Sato tonight, his starting five will include 5'10 senior Rachel Magdams, 5'8 junior Olivia Eichhoff, 5'4 senior Lauren Malone, 5'7 junior Jessica Wartenberger, and 6' senior Harrison Vonderschmidt. Your starting five tonight for Sacred Heart. So those will be your starting lineups in the contest tonight. Of course, we'll see plenty of others in the game as well for both of these squads here in tonight's contest. Teams are over. Johnson Brock's lined up for the national anthem. Sacred Heart is sitting on the benches getting the final few instructions from Coach Luke Sato. As we said, It is parent time here for the Sacred Heart girls in tonight's ballgame. You can hear Fall City Tiger basketball tonight over on sister station KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Cody Shuong up at Peru State College where the Tigers are taking on the Weeping Water Squad tonight. We'll take one more two-minute break and be back with a tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Armand City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potsdam Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Armand City Supply, we take good care of you.
Armand City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And they've introduced the starter for Johnson Bronx Eagles, and now State Heart being introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight at the Roe Activity Center. We get set to get this contest underway on Sunny 101.3 and on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button. And you can hit that button, the drop-down box, will give you our list of radio stations. And if you're on this game, KLZA. If you know somebody around, definitely can get the radio stations on to tune in on the World Wide Web tonight. All right, Johnson Bronx on the road, dressed in black tonight. The Irish, the home team, dressed in the home whites. And it'll be Harrison Vonnersmith to step in for the Irish against freshman Karen Ockman. Johnson Bronx will go left to right as we look at it here in the first quarter to the east bucket. Vonnersmith will tap it back to Lauren Malone, and she'll bring it up the floor for the Irish. Guarded out top there by Audrey Sanford. Over to Magdan, skips it to the right side on a wing. Olivia Eichhoff spins all the way around, goes cross-court for Wurtenberger. Too high on the pass, out of bounds. Wurtenberger was coming in, the pass went up top. And the ball's out of bounds. It goes to the Eagles. First turnover of the ball game, and here comes Johnson Brock to the front court with it. Up the floor, Sanford with it. Off the left side, come over to the right side to Knippelmeyer. Down to Taryn Ottoman. 6'5", 11 freshman with it. Guarded there by Vonnerschmidt. Now, cross court, loose ball taken away by Eichhoff as the ball got away from the Eagles. Eichhoff to the front, right wing, over the defense left, it goes inside. Now to Vonnerschmidt, rolls into the lane, up, off the iron, no good. Somehow it's pulled down out of there by Eichhoff. She'll go to the free throw line, and 2 points for Harrison Vonnerschmidt. Eichhoff with the rebound, the assist to the bucket going to Sanford senior, Harry Vonnerschmidt. Right corner with it, Hallie Rasmussen inside Sanford, spin, shoots, no good. Rebound brought down by Vonnerschmidt of the Irish. Up the floor and out of Magdan to the right side of the circle. Goes around a defender. Floats it up. Came down short. No good. Rebound Wurtenberger in the paint. Bounce underneath to Magdan. She'll put it up and in. Wurtenberger with an assist and a rebound. And the Irish are up 4-0 here, a minute and a half in. Ottoman for three from the right wing. Up, no good. Scramble on the rebound. Held ball will stay with Johnson Brock this time. So Eagle basketball from the baseline. Inbounding, Brooklyn Barons, the 5'8 freshman. She looks. Comes in out to the top. Now to Rasmussen. Hallie with it. Back to the top to Sanford. Down in the corner, Ottman, up the ladder a little bit, throws it to the middle, taken away by Malone for the Irish. Ahead to Eichhoff, drives to the basket, right side, up, no good. Rebound, Wurtenberger with the left hand, up, no good. A whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock here. So the Eagles foul on Taryn Ottman, her first foul of the ball game, and Wurtenberger at the line for Sacred Heart. Puts it up, no good. Wurtenberger on the year, averaging 9 points a game, 61% free throw shooter for the Irish. Second on the way up is good. Hits one out of two, and the Irish lead it now 5-0. To the front court with it, Hallie Rasmussen back to Ottoman. Over it goes to Barons. Barons driving to the right side of the baseline. Cut off there, back out top to Rasmussen. And she tries to go to the left side of the floor. Nobody home. Ball skids out of bounds. Third turnover by Johnson Brock here in the first 2 minutes. And here come the Irish with a 5-0 lead. High post to Vonderschmidt. Back out around the perimeter. Now Malone back into Vonderschmidt. Left hand in the paint. Up off the glass. In and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Ottoman. She'll bring it herself. Ottoman to the top of the key. Stops. Pops. Got it. None of the bottom of the hole for Taryn Ottoman, and it's now 5-3. To the front, Rachel Magdans for the Irish. Zoned up, Johnson Brock at the moment, out in the right corner. Two-pointer up, no good by Eichhoff, rebound again to Ottoman. Here she comes again, bringing it up herself. Gets up, stops between the circles, off the left side of the pass, now right side Barons. Barons down the lane, lost the ball, wanted to make a pass, taken away by Eichhoff. Eichhoff through traffic with the finger roll, it won't go, and Barons grabs up the rebound for Johnson Brock. So here we come up the floor the other way now. Johnson Brock with the ball on the right side. Barons going to load up a three with the left hand, and it hits short and goes out of bounds. First substitutions of the ball game coming in here at 4:42 this first quarter. Sacred Heart brings in Delaney Witt and Emma Littrell. Johnson Brock will put in the ball game here. Where did she go? There she is. In the game is Chloe Weiss, 5'5 freshman. On the left side, inside for Vonderschmidt. Ottoman got there, made contact as the ball came down. And the catch made by Vonderschmidt. Second team foul on Johnson Brock, and unfortunately, second one on Taryn Ottoman. Free throw line and traveling the call as Vonderschmidt got the feet moving before she got the ball up and in. Turn the ball over now to Johnson Brock. Pro Activity Center filling up here tonight. Good hand, good crowd on hand tonight. To the front court with the basketball now, over on the right side, inside, taken away by Wurtenberger with the steal. She comes up the floor, fifth turnover by Johnson Brock. We get contact on the exchange up the floor. Wurtenberger ran into there by Chloe Weiss. Chloe picks up her first, team foul number three. So now into Delaney Witt. She'll give it to Magdans, now to Littrell, back out top. Witt didn't take the three, goes down the lane, floats it up with the right hand, and it is good. Delaney Witt makes it a 4-point average lead, 7-3. Quickly the other way, a long 2-pointer up, too long by Natalie Knippelmeyer, and the ball is, must have hit something, went out of bounds. And the Irish get the ball. I didn't see what happened there, but the Irish end up the basketball, no foul. So to the front court come the Irish against the zone of Johnson Brock. Witt out in the free throw area, the midcourt circle now backs up. Goes forward to Magdans. She takes it down to the corner. Vonderschmidt can't connect on the shot. Rebound Littrell. Gets it out there to Wurtenberger. Bounces it back to Littrell and now out to Witt. didn't take the three-pointer. And now Wurtenberger into Vonnegut. She draws a crowd, a three Johnson Brock Eagle. Kicks it out, left elbow, and a three-pointer by Rachel Magdan. And the Irish are up 10-3. 5 points for Magdan. She averages 9.5 per game on the season. At 26 points tonight up at Medeca's tournament. Bounce pass in, knocked away, loose ball, chasing it. Magdans ends up with it, gets the ball away. That is the sixth Johnson Brock turnover. And the Irish come down. Witt tries to fire it over the top into Vonnegut underneath the basket. She can't get up the ladder high enough for that one. And we got our timeout with 2:53 to go at 10-3. Sagan back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
10-3, Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock has been bit by the turnover bug here in this first quarter, six of them so far. Early bucket, a three-pointer by Taryn Ottoman. Taryn, freshman, in this ball game. She's got it in here, averaging 12.2 points and 10.3 rebounds per game. Eagle basketball after the timeout. Up the floor with the basketball comes Audrey Sanford off the left side to Knippelmeyer. Back to the right, Natalie Clark in the ball game now for Ottoman. Give the ball up for Chloe Weiss. Weiss to Behrens. A weave out top, now down the lane with the floater up in and out. No good by Knippelmeyer. Not sure how it got out. Held ball, we'll save with Johnson Brock as Delaney Witt ties up with Audrey Sanford for the Eagles. And it will be Johnson Brock from the baseline. Inbound, out top of the ball to Knippelmeyer. Hand it off, and now back down in the corner. Behrens for three, in, off, no good. Rebound to Macy Keller, who checked in for the Irish during the timeout. Malone's back in there as well for Sagart. Over the right side, playing the high post now is Littrell. Out of Malone, back to Witt. Looking on the left side, drives in, shoots it short, no good. Behrens the rebound. Off the iron, comes up the floor, nearly lost. It gets away to Sanford now. To the top, to Natalie Clark, goes underneath. Weiss couldn't make a clean catch. Witt was there with her. He runs it down, throws to the middle. We have a whistle and a foul on a shot by Behrens. So Brooklyn Behrens will be at the line to shoot to. Second her foul on Delaney Witt. First foul of the ball game on the Irish. Free throw up and good. 10-4. Our score, a minute 54 left in the first quarter. Vonnegut back in the ball game now for the Irish. Out comes Emma Littrell. They aren't all get back to their starting five in the ball game here. No, they're not. Keller in yet for Wurtenberger. Free throw is short off the mark. The Irish will bring it in from the baseline. And it will be Eichhoff in for Lauren Malone. Malone up the floor. Magdan's back over to Malone. Back they come. Rachel Magdan's bounce pass. Vonnegut off to the corner now to Eichhoff. Drilling, trying to move. Gets it to Magdan around the perimeter of the zone. Back to Magdan. High post to Vonnegut. Back to Magdan. Over to Malone. Defender ran by her over to Magdan's left side. Inside left block. Vonnegut to Keller. He gets sandwiched between two defenders. It's taken away by Johnson Brock. Up the floor with it, Sanford off the left side now to Weiss. Chloe Weiss will hand it to Behrens. She moves left side with the dribble. Hands the ball off once again to Rasmussen. Hallie will give it up to Natalie Clark. 65 seconds to go in the first period. Ball tipped by Magdans, controlled by Weiss. Back out, knocked away by Eichhoff. But again, Sanford has control of it. She's going to fire up a three ball. It's up. It's short, no good. Keller will clear the rebound for the Irish. Malone ahead to Magdans. tried to bounce it across the lane. It goes off the foot of a Johnson Brock Eagle. And Sagan Art will have the ball on the baseline with 46 seconds to work with here in quarter number one, up 10-4. Magdans brings it into Keller. Out top, Malone into Magdans, short off the front edge. No good. Rebound rolls out of bounds. Nobody grabbed it. And it will be Johnson Brock basketball. Eichhoff going to put a little token pressure here on Sanford as she comes up. Goes around, now passes her off to Malone, and Sanford down the lane with a floater. The runner up new. Rebound out of bounds. They say the Irish touch it last. Johnson Brock ball, 24.5 seconds left in period number one. Barron's the trigger for the baseline. Lob it out top. Sanford makes the catch. Sanford dribbles off the right side as the clock moves down toward the 15-second mark here. Skip it over the top to Vice. She's going to pull up and fire a three off the iron. No rebound tip. It comes down to Sanford underneath the bucket. She puts it up and in with her left hand. 10-6. Malone from midcourt. Magdans on the way off the backboard. No good. After one, Sacred Heart 10. Johnson Brock 6. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Bricklands has been making customers happy since 1965. Bricklands is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, welcome back here to the Roe Activity Center. At Peru State College night, Weeping Water leading Fall City at halftime, 17-13 in the girls' game. 17-13 the score in that game at Peru State College. That's live on here over on KTMC and our sister station. Here we go. Irish basketball at midcourt. They'll bring it in up by four. Starting five lineup for the Irish. Clark is in for Ottman for Johnson Brock here. Ottman on the bench with two fouls. Malone off the right side to Eichhoff, working the ball to the middle. Now over to Wartenberg. Thought about it, didn't. Now she'll pull up, go down to Bonnerschmidt. Right baseline, back out to Malone, over to the left corner. Magdans fakes, back to Bonnerschmidt. Free throw line up. On the rim, won't go. Magdans got it, missed it, and the rebound is brought down by Natalie Carr. To the front, with the ball, it will be Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back to Natalie Carr for the Eagles. Down low, turn around up, no good by Hallie Rasmussen. Magdans the rebound, lobs it up the floor. Wartenberg to catch the shot, a little bit behind the basket, but it finds the hole. Wartenberger now with three in the ball game, and the Irish are up 12-6. Here we come to the front court with it. Clark with it for Johnson Brock. Ooh, bounce pass down, taken away by Lauren Malone. Malone rocketing up the floor, up, foul. She tries to lay it up, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Hallie Rasmussen of the Eagles, team foul number four. Malone will go to the line to shoot a pair here, her first trip to the line tonight for the Irish. Up and good. She'll have another one here. 13-6, Sacred Heart. Both these teams trying to get enough wild card points they could host their sub-districts coming up here in a couple weeks. Malone misses, rebound, ran down on the side by Vonderschmidt, throws it inside. Eichhoff can't make it, but she is fouled, and Olivia We'll go to the line on the foul by Natalie Clark. Her first, now five team fouls on Johnson Brock. Eichhoff ready, fires, good in the middle. Eichhoff will get another one. Delaney Witt checks in for the Irish and plays to Lauren Malone with 6:40 to go in the half. Eichhoff ready, fires, rattles it around the rim and in the hole. And the Irish are now up by 9. To the front court, and it's going to be another turnover by Johnson Brock. Tried a bounce pass in reverse, and that didn't work. That's 8 turnovers. Ottoman coming back in with 2 fouls here for Johnson Brock, the freshman. Play down low on the defense. Out comes Natalie Clark, and up the floor. Witt in the middle of Wurtenberger draws 3 defenders back out to Eichhoff short. It comes down. Bonnerschmidt caught it. Puts it up and in. She's got her second hoop. And the lead is now 13 for the Irish. 17 to 6. I forgot to add. In trouble. The ball loose and a held ball. Will stay on the Johnson Brock in. Witt and Eichhoff. Like sharks that time after the basketball. Inbound in, Hallie Rasmussen for Johnson Brock. Looks, brings the ball in between the circles now to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back to Sanford. Audrey dribbles around, looks. Sehar playing man-to-man defense. And now ball whipped into the paint and a held ball as Wurtenberger reaches in, gets a hold of it. Held ball. And it will be Irish ball once again. All right, up the floor, Delaney Witt for the Irish to the left side. Fires up a 3, nobody guarding her off the front edge, no good. Rebound picked up by Audrey Sanford on the deck. She'll get it to Ottoman. Ottoman up the floor, left side, the ball goes to Rasmussen, can't make it. Rebound by Johnson Brock. A miss by Knippelmeyer. A rebound by Vonderschmidt. The Irish have it ahead to Witt on the run. Right side layup is good. Timeout. The Irish up now by 13, 19 to 6. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
19-6, Sagar with the lead here in quarter number 2, 19-6. John's Brock coach, Mitchell Atkinson, taking the timeout, talk it over with his squad. John's Brock will have the basketball inbounded from the end of the floor. Hallie Rasmussen, Sagar's going to come out and show some pressure here. Rasmussen from the baseline into Sanford, right back to Rasmussen. Full court man-to-man pressure, and they throw it away into the Irish crowd. And that's turnover number 10 by Johnson Brock here. And we played 10 minutes and 42 seconds of this first half. Witt to the right side to Eichhoff. Pulls up and a 15-footer. I think bounced on the rim 5 times before it fell through. Olivia Eichhoff with a bucket. 21-6, Sehart. Now 3 Irish defenders chasing the ball. Throw it over the top to Barron's. Ahead up the floor to Knippelmeyer. Shot rejected out of there by the Irish. And now Johnson Brock will throw it over the top. Intended. Trying to get it back out toward midcourt for Audrey Sanford. And up the ladder too far for Audrey. And it, again, is going to be Irish basketball. Let's see. The Irish bring Emma Littrell back in the ball game for Sacred Heart now. Emma's in there in place of Eichhoff. wet, wide open for three. I mean, there's nobody 6 feet of her, and she knocks that one down. Delaney Witt now with 7 in the ball game, and the Irish are up by 18 all of a sudden. And we have a foul on the Irish on the press on Jessica Wurtenberger. That is only the second foul of the ball game on Sacred Heart. Chloe Bice coming in, a 5'5 freshman, and also checking in for Johnson Brock, Colby Davis, 5'6 freshman, as Behrens and Rasmussen will take a seat. Bring it back court to Sanford, round Witt, off the floor, stops, and got ran into from behind by Delaney Witt. That will be her first foul, making that her second foul. Team foul number 3 on the Irish. Lauren Malone back in now for Witt, who sits down with 7 points here in the early going. Backcourt, Sanford with the basketball, 4:24 to play in the first half. Her team down by 18 on the right side. Went to make a pass across the floor. It hit the rim and bounced back to Wurtenberger for the Irish. Up the floor, now the Irish lob it into Vonderschmidt. She gets the ball, throws it, and it's taken away. 5 turnovers by Sagan Hart. The other way, off the glass, up, no good by Knippelmeyer. Loose ball picked up by Vonderschmidt. Fires it up the floor and racing back to get the layup. Rachel Magdams now with 7 in the ball game. The Irish up by 20, 26-6. Not what we were expecting here. Johnson Brock out to Ottoman. 3 ball, right side wing. She's got her second long one of the night, and it's 26-9. How many points in a row was that for Sacred Heart? A bunch. Vonderschmidt to Wurtenberger to Magdan to the top, over. Now it's Malone over Wurtenberger, left side. Free throw line beyond the 3-point line. Wurtenberger up and down, and it's 6. And the Irish are up 20 again. To the front, Colby Davis throws it ahead. Now to Sanford. To Weiss, back to Ottoman. Pass down to the right side corner. Weiss, a dribble, and a hand-checking foul on the Irish. Rachel Magdans, the guilty party, has her first. Team foul number 4, 3:01 to go in the first half. Sagan will bring into the game now Macy Keller. Also coming in will be Gentry Lechtenberg. And Littrell's in there. Eichhoff back in the ball game. Malone stayed in. The Irish ran off 16-0, a 16-0 run for the Irish here in the second quarter. Here's a shot up. No good from Auden from the left side this time. Short, out of bounds, Sagan Hart basketball. 2:40 to go in the first half. Sagan Hart up 29-9. Off to Lechtenberg on the right side. Picked up her dribble. Now to Malone. Bounce pass. Left side with it is Eichhoff. Over to Lechtenberg. Back to Malone. She'll go to the free throw line. Off to Eichhoff. Olivia dribbles around the defense, around the perimeter. Lechtenberg, 3 ball. On the iron on the right side. No. Ottoman picks up the rebound for Johnson Brock. Tearing up the floor all the way in the paint, down the lane, left hand is up, it's down, and a foul. Macy Keller here, I think, is going to get called for the foul. Bucket is good. Macy picks up her first foul of the ball game. Team fouls even now at 5 apiece. In comes Hallie Rasmussen and Brooklyn Behrens now for Johnson Brock once again. For the 3-point opportunity. Ottoman up for the free throw. Hits the front edge and it crawled over. And she's got 9, 29-12. 17-point Irish advantage here. Left side, Eichhoff with it. Back to Malone. In the middle. Literal out to Lechtenberg. Back to the top to Malone. Lauren over to Lechtenberg. Thought about it. Didn't take it. Malone down the lane. Floats one up. Off the side. No good. Rebound. Ottoman. She's got a player up the court. Can she get her the ball? She does. Didn't get there as quick as she wanted. That'll be Sanford going to the line, and she tried to get the layup away. She will be fouled by Emma Littrell. Emma's first, team foul number 6 on Sacred Heart. Free throw on the way up and good by Audrey Sanford. She He's got 3 points in the ball game. Malone is out. Littrell out for the Irish. Back into the game. Magdans and Delaney Witt. Free throw won't go. Keller grabs up for a third rebound. In the backcourt, Lechtenberg with it. Over to the right side to Witt. Up here on the second deck, we can hear Coach Luke Santos say, you've got to be smart. She's got two fouls. Witt with it. Left side, Magdans. Minute 25 to go in the first half. The Irish up 29-13. Lechtenberg dribbles in, comes back out now over to Magdans. The Irish looking now down to the left side wing. Once again, Eichhoff dribbles around from the wing up to the top. Now Witt going to load a three. In, out, no. Rebound brought down by Taryn Ottoman, her fifth Taryn. Cross-court pass over the far side to Rasmussen. And we get a foul on the Irish. Who'd they get this time? Magdans was in the area. Yep, she's a guilty party. That's Rachel's second. Team foul number 7. And Allie Rasmussen at the line for 1-1. Natalie Clark back in for Ottoman for Johnson Brock with 56 seconds to go. Free throw up, short, no good. Rebound, Magdans had it. It ends up in the hands of Vonderschmidt. The Lechtenberg to the front court. And we got a run-by foul. Running by to try to strip the ball away was Hallie Rasmussen. She made contact. That's foul number 6 on the team in this first half. To the front, Witt. To Lechtenberg playing in the middle now. At the point, Vonderschmidt over the top of the defense. Eichhoff back out to Lechtenberg for 3. On the rim, no. And the rebound is grabbed by Johnson Brock, Hallie Rasmussen. Up the floor quickly, over to Vias with 27 seconds, and now back to Rasmussen. Right side, Sanford. 16-point Irish advantage. Throw to the middle, wide open, and a layup good for Rasmussen. Her first shoot makes it 29-15. Up the floor, Kelly Irish, and boy, that could have been an offensive foul right there on Witt, fending off with the forearm. Down the lane goes Vonderschmidt, and she gets fouled. This foul will be on Johnson Brock, Natalie Clark. She's got 2. And now Vonderschmidt to the line. 4 points in the ball game. First trip of the line for the Irish senior. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Vonderschmidt coming into the game, averaging 12.6 points per game. 73.4% at the line on the year. Second one up and good. 30-15, Sagan, 3 seconds to go, just inside midcourt, and just short for Audrey Sanford. Online, but short. 30-15, the Irish have the lead after one half of play here at the Roe Activity Center. We'll be back and wrap up the first half scoring after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, we take a look at the first half score in our ball game here tonight. For the girls, for Johnson Brock, they're led by Taryn Ottman. She had 9 in the first half, including a couple of three-pointers and a three-point play. Audrey Sanford, 3 in the first half, 2 for Hallie Rasmussen, and 1 for Brooklyn Barons for Sacred Heart. In the first half, for the Irish tonight, leading the way on the scoring column, Delaney Witt and Rachel Magdans, each with 7 points, each with a 3-pointer in the first half. 6 points for Jessica Wurtenberger, 5 for Erickson Vonderschmidt, 4 for Olivia Eichhoff, and 1 for Lauren Malone. The Irish go 5 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half. Johnson Brock, 3 for 6. Big part of the ball game for Johnson Brock in that first half. 11 turnovers for the Eagles and just 5 for Sacred Heart. 30-15 is our halftime score here in the girls' game. The boys' game will be coming up here later tonight. We will take a 2-minute break, check in with the weather, hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back for the second half coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for snow. Lows around 13, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 35. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 19. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Row Activity Center. Final for Bruce A. College night in the girls game over on Sister Station KTNC. It was Falls City 40. Weeping Water 27 tonight in that girls' final, 40-27. The Tiger girls got the win. They were actually down at halftime in that game, 17-13. Maddie Jones had 22 points for the Tigers tonight, 10 for McKinley Shaw. Here at halftime, it's Sacred Heart 30-15 with the lead over the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Now, next week is the Pioneer Conference tournament that these teams will compete in. And the two squads were looking to do well in that. Sacred Heart is the number one seed. I had a bracket somewhere, but I'll be darned if I know where it's at. Sacred Heart, the number one seed for the girls and the boys, actually, as well, in that tournament. Taking a look at it quickly here. On the girls' side, Sacred Heart, the top seed, they will play Tuesday night at 6 at Humboldt against either HTRS or Friend. They'll play Monday night at 6 to see who gets to play Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock is the 2 seed. They'll play Tuesday night at Odell against either 7 seed Lewis or number 10 seed Pawnee City Tuesday night at Odell. Sterling is the 3rd seed. 4 seed is Southern. Number 5 seed is Diller Odell. That's the Pioneer Conference tournament. Also, the Tiger girls are the number 3 seed in the East Central Nebraska Conference. They'll play Saturday, or soon they'll play next week. Once again, they'll play against Weeping Water again, the team they just beat tonight here, I believe, in that opening round. Here we go with the second half here. Johnson Brock ball to start quarter number 3 tonight here at Throw Activity Center. Eagle ball on the right side. A 3 ball up, in, out. No good by Hallie Rasmussen. Malone with a rebound ahead to Wurtenberger. Her pass taken away by Johnson Brock. Back up the floor come the Eagles and a foul on Wurtenberger. She steps in to try to make a steal. Wurtenberger's second foul. First team and a half on Sacred Heart. Bring the ball in. Audrey Sanford now to the top of the key to Knippelmeyer. Over to Sanford. 18-footer won't go. Eichhoff the rebound for the Irish. Olivia up the floor. Magdan's with it. Bounce pass back down to Eichhoff. Now up top Malone. Magdan's open for 3 on the line. Up. No good. Short rebound grab by Rasmussen, and the Eagles will bring it up the floor against Sacred Heart. The Irish continue to play man-to-man defense here. To the left side of the floor, to Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen dribbles out toward the top. Minute gone by here in quarter number three. A 15-point advantage for the Irish. They led by as many as 20 in this ball game. Lob in, intended for Ottoman. It went over her head. Sanford caught it. Now down to Perrin. She throws it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Harrison and Bonderschmidt. Last week, she set the record for career rebounds for Sacred Heart girls. Number one all-time in the girls' rebounding and climbing up the all-time scoring list at number two. Malone's pass across tip. Olivia Eichhoff recovers, shoots, no good. Rebound off the hand of Wurtenberger, out of bounds underneath their basket. It goes to the Eagles now. So Johnson Brock will work it slowly up the floor. No scoring here in the first nearly 2 minutes of this third quarter. Rasmussen to Sanford for three. Got it. Right side on the wing. Audrey Sanford doubles her scoring output of the first half. Now has six in the ball game. And a timeout called by the Irish. Coach Luke Sander not happy the way things are going on offense. We'll be back after they talk it over on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Sayre basketball at midcourt as they bring it in to Rachel Magdans. She'll come up the floor, fire the ball to the left baseline to Wurtenberger, and she'll put the set shot in from 12 feet away. 32-18 Irish. Cross court, Sanford with it, down low, into Perrin with the left hand to the right side, up, no good, got her own rebound, missed it again, got another rebound, and a held ball is going to go to the Irish. That was Perrin, excuse me, Brooklyn Perrin with those shots and rebounds there. Up the floor with the basketball now, here come the Irish, up 32-18. Over the left side with the ball. Now Magdans, excuse me, now Wurtenberger from Malone. 15-foot jumper. The baseline, no good. Rebound brought down by Ottoman, her sixth of the ball game. Averages double-digit rebounds. Ahead up the floor now to Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen to the front. Left side with it. Perrin with it against Sanford. Open left corner up from the wing. Got it. 15-footer. Sanford's got eight. It's 32-20. The lead down to 12 now for the Irish. Malone uses up her dribble. Gets it off to Wurtenberger. Now down the lane. Pushing it up the left side of the lane. Rolling up with the left hand is Bonderschmidt, and she got fouled by Brooklyn Barron. Her first foul of the half. Bonderschmidt one for two at the line. Up, good, and a few for three. Bonderschmidt is Sacred Heart. She has made more free throws than either of the girls for Sacred Heart. Has more free throw attempts than any of the other girls in Sacred Heart basketball. This one's on the way up, and rattles and bangs. It won't go. Ottoman grabs up another rebound, and it's stolen by Magdans. Throws it up. No, got her own miss, and got fouled. Magdans got a steal and a rebound. And got fouled, and the foul will go against. That's on Chloe Weiss, her second. Team foul number two. Magdans at the line, up, good. She's got 8 points. Rachel Magdans, not too far. Well, I'm going to say she's not too far, but she is second in free throws made in school history for the Irish girls. She makes two more here. That gives her 9 points in the ball game. The Irish put a little pressure on Sanford through traffic, weaving up the floor off to Vice. Vice with it, backs out. Up the floor now we go. Barron dribbles around. Meg has now made 237 free throws in her career. Here's a three-pointer. And swish it home off the left side by Natalie Knippelmeyer. 35-23, the Irish lead inside in a lot of traffic that's thrown up by Bonner. But she had to shoot it. It was going to travel that time. Gave it to her, really a triple team. She caught it. Top of the floor with it. Here come the Blue Jays. Blue Jays, the Johnson Brock Eagles. Now to Vice. Now Ottoman with it out on the right side. Dribbles up into the paint with a left hand. No. A foul. Bonnerschmidt probably called the guilty party here. Let's see. Yep. Harrison's first foul of the ball game. Second foul of the half on Sacred Heart. Ball will be on the way up and good by Ottoman. Gives her 10 points to the ball game. Wartenberger, Malone sit out. Delaney Witt and Emma Littrell back in now for the Irish here. Free throw for Ottoman and the freshman on the way up and good again. 35-25. Looks like she's going to be a force for the Johnson Brock Eagles for next 3 years after this season. We're not to get out of 4-4 now. She's our leading scorer and rebounder. Here's a shot, no good from Eichhoff, and the Karam coming down to Rachel Magdan, who catches it and shoots it. She's got 11 in the ball game. The Irish are back up by 12. Now, Vice had a wide open tray, turned it down over across the floor. Ottoman backing in, leaves it to Behrens, and now back to Vice, over to Ottoman. Faking the three, drives on, leans in, throws it to a teammate. Shot on the way by Knippelmeyer is no good, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish. And the foul will go on Delaney Witt, her third of the ball game. Team foul number three on Sacred Heart of the half. At the line, Natalie Knippelmeyer with 3 points in the ball game and make it four as the free throw goes in. She'll get another one here in the lead now, 37-26. Sacred Heart by 11. Knippelmeyer trying to shave it to 10, misses, and the rebound. Bonnerschmidt ends up with it. Magdan's had it and got fouled. Foul on Brooklyn Behrens, her second, team foul number three. On Johnson Brock at the 3 minute mark of the third quarter. Past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, and Johnson. Wet with a bounce pass entry into Harrison Bonnerschmidt. She hits the little 8-footer. It's up. It's good. She's got 8 years of steal by Witt at the other end for the Irish. Drills up the floor. She's picked clean. Sanford, 2-on-1 across the lane and back to Sanford. Layup is good. Not a thing there. The Irish do. Olivia Eichhoff was trying to stay with him, but they had her outnumbered and in good position. Now Bonnerschmidt near the top of the circle. Straddles the three-point line. She'll give it to Witt. Over to Olivia Eichhoff and back to Witt. Inside for Littrell. Pass short. Taken away by Johnson Brock. Off the floor come the Eagles now. Witt in the lane. A runner up no good by Knippelmeyer. The rebound is out of bounds. Nobody got that one. And it belongs to Johnson Brock. Witt will sit. Bonnerschmidt will sit for Sacred Heart. Littrell and Macy Keller in for Sacred Heart. Rachel Magdan will move to the point now. Over to Eichhoff. Olivia on the left side. Looks, picked up her drill, bounced it out to Magdan. High post to Littrell, down to Keller on the right side. Fires it to Eichhoff. Down the lane she goes. Right hand, scoop is good. From the right side, Eichhoff with six. And it's a 13-point advantage for the Irish. 41-38, 90 seconds to go in the third. To the front now we go. Left side, Ottoman with it, down in the left corner. Sanford with it, crosses over, drives in, up short. Magdan's had it, lost it, taken away. Layup is good by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Well, if Johnson Brock hadn't put themselves in a 20-point hole in the first half of this turnovers, so many of them in the first half. They had more than 10. Jumper left side, Magdan's down to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger and double figures with 10 now, and it's 43-30. 50 seconds to go in the third. Ottoman with it, guarded by Keller. She's going to fire the triple anyway. Off the flat iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff. Olivia pushes up the floor around a defender. Cut off. Backs out around the baseline. Back to the free throw line. Underneath Wurtenberger and missed the bunny. And the rebound is grabbed by Ottoman. Oh, my. I'd like to have that one back. 25 seconds to go in the third. Ahead, up the floor. On the left side, jumper up, on, in, out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of John's Rock, Audrey Sanford. That first shot put up by Rasmussen. Magdans gets the rebound for the Irish. Throws it ahead to Eichhoff, and the floater for about 6 feet is up and good. And hits the rim of the backboard from beyond midcourt, but no good. 45-30, the Irish lead after three. Back in 1 minute. I'm Sunny, 101.3.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself. Your liver, about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter here at the Rural Activity Center tonight in Falls City. Sacred Heart, 45. Johnson Brock, 30. We played even that third quarter, 15 points apiece here. And now up the floor with Ottoman for Johnson Brock on the right side. Back over to the corner. Down low. Ooh, nearly dropped. Well, it was dropped by Knippelmeyer. Rolled around, she picked it up again. Now Ottoman down the lane. She lost it, got it back, has a foot in the lane. Gets it away to Sanford. Back to Ottoman and back out to reset with Rasmussen. Over the top of the left side and down in the corner now. Working it around inside Ottoman. Back down to Behrens. Should give the ball up and an 18-footer up and good. Four. Hallie Rasmussen. Hallie's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 45-32. It is parents' night for the girls. They're going to do parents' night either between games or halftime of the boys. I forget which they said. I think it was halftime of the boys' game. Eichhoff down the lane. There's that runner and floater up and good. She becomes the third senior player in double figures tonight with 10 now. 47-32. Ottoman, ooh, she didn't get stopped. Traveling called. Sagart will bring in Harrison Vodersman, Delaney Witt, Macy Keller, and Rachel Magdans will sit for Sacred Heart now. 47-32, Sacred Heart by 15. And Olivia Eichhoff works the ball slowly up the floor. Right side to Wurtenberger. Dribbles down to the baseline. It'll give and go back to Eichhoff down the right side. That's been good. 49-32, the Irish by 17 again. Biggest lead of the game was 20. In the middle of the ball, knocked loose, recovered by Knippelmeyer. Back to Behrens. Brooklyn goes right. Ottoman back in the middle with it. Knippelmeyer back to Ottoman. She'll hand the ball away to Rasmussen. Rasmussen in traffic. 2 feet on the three-point line. Up, no good by Knippelmeyer. Witt comes out with the basketball for Sacred Heart. Delaney Witt, 2 minutes, or excuse me, 2 minutes gone by here in the period. Now it will be Eichhoff again. Back to Witt, into Littrell. bends, lost her balance, throws the ball, taken away by Knippelmeyer. All the way to the other end, up and good on the layup. 49-34, Sagan Hart with a 15-point advantage. Right side, Eichhoff, 16-footer short. Rebound kept alive by Vonnerschmidt. Ends up in the hands of Tally Rasmussen. I think with just a little more effort, Coach Luke Sound could have had that loose ball for the Irish. That's right to him. Timeout called. It's 49-34, Sagan Hart. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
49-34, Sagan Hart with a lead in our girls game here tonight on Sunny 101.3. 5:27 to go. The Eagles took the timeout. And we'll be ready to join again in a moment. The Irish break the huddle. Here comes Johnson Brock. And once again, we're ready to go. Eagle ball inbounded by Chloe Weiss. Get the ball in there to Audrey Stanford, the senior guard, against the man-to-man of the Irish defense. And the ball to Weiss. On the right side, she goes in. Malone blocked it, taken away by Eichhoff. And now Olivia Eichhoff will bring it up for Sagan Hart to the right side to Witt. Witt drives in, backs out to Eichhoff. Kind of a bullet pass from short range that time. Back over to Witt. Fakes a three. Out left. Eichhoff down the lane. There's that floater up on the rim twice. No. Rebound grabbed up by Brooklyn Behrens. She's got five caroms on the night. To the front on the right side with it will be Weiss. Weiss, bounce pass into the block, backing in. Little turnaround hook up, no good there, and a rebound by Behrens after that first shot was put up down there, I believe, by Weiss. And now we've got a traveling violation, I believe, on Johnson Brock as they were scrapping for the rebound. No, they called a held ball. Okay. 15-point Irish advantage, 4.5 to play in the ball game here. Over to Lauren Malone, now to Magdan, free throw line, with Eichhoff, out to Witt, down to Vonnerschmidt, back to Eichhoff. In the paint, forces it up and draws a foul on Johnson Brock here. Foul on Chloe Weiss. Her third, team foul number four, and it's Olivia Eichhoff at the line. She's got 12 points on the night. Free throw up and free throw good. 13 for her now on the season. Olivia Eichhoff came into the game averaging 8.4 points a game. She's a 62.5% free throw on the year. Second one coming for the junior. It's on the way up and it's good. No, it came out. Sorry. Ottoman the rebound. I thought that was going in. 9 rebounds now for Taryn Ottoman. Forcing it up, no good, was Stanford. Loose ball rebound to Behrens, and she got fouled by Sagan Hart. Behrens got the rebound, the foul on Lauren Malone. Her first team fouls even at 4 apiece now during that midway point, a quarter number 4. Behrens is line for the second time tonight. Now 2 out of 3, and a timeout called by the Irish. They lead 50-35. We're back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Rowe Activity Center. Halftime score over at the North Platte Tournament tonight. At halftime, Mound City is tied 38-38 with their opponent in the semifinals of that tournament tonight. See how that one comes out. Panthers undefeated on the year. And here we go with it. At the free throw line, free throw up and good for Perrin. She makes both of them. Brooklyn has now got 3 points. It's 50-36. Malone against some pressure in the backcourt to the front court with the dribble on the left side of the left hand. Went to the side, dribbled out of there, backed up. Now good.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, back here at the Rowe Activity Center with 2:48 to go in the fourth quarter. State Hart up 51-39. Audrey Sandberg hit a three-pointer while we were away for Johnson Brock. State Hart basketball front court. Bonnerschmidt had it. Tried to pass it out of the baseline against the double team. Tried to pass. It was batted back, and she caught it and stepped out of bounds on the end line. And the Eagles get it back, down by 12. Left side with the ball, driving it up. Now Knippelmeyer, cross court, Ottoman. Ottoman with it, back out for three, up and down by Knippelmeyer. She's got 11, and Luke Sando wants a timeout to talk over the lead now. Down to 9 for the Irish over Johnson Brock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Update your policies or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
2:26 left in this ball game here at State Hart tonight. The Irish up 51-42 in our girls game. Full court pressure now by Johnson Brock. Wartenberger will inbound her pass tip. It gets through to Wartenberger, to Eichhoff. Back to Wartenberger, to which she's going to load up a three. It's up off the back iron. No good. Rebound Barsh, but no, she got her own miss. Puts it back up, and she got fouled. 10 now for Vonderschmidt, and she's going to be at the line for the bonus free throw here. Johnson Brock foul, going to be on Taryn Ottman. She picked up two in the first quarter. Free throw good for Vonderschmidt. Ottman's done a good job staying out of foul trouble. She's got 12, make that 11 points in the ballgame now. To the front with it, 2 minutes to go in the game. Inside Ottman, in over Vonderschmidt, and Ari Vonderschmidt gets called for the foul as Ottman forces her way in there. That's two on Vonderschmidt, team foul number five. The Irish in the bonus the rest of the ball game with 1:59 to go here. Free throw for Ottman, the freshman, deep knee bend. Off the iron, didn't go. That's her first miss of the line. She was 3-for-3 prior to that one. She'll have another one to go here. Second one up and swish. The Eagles now have made 9 out of 14. Inbound, knocked away. Who's got it? It's a held ball that will go to Johnson Brock. So the Eagles get the ball on the turnover. Lauren Malone checking in for the Irish here for Jessica Wartenberger. Johnson Brock inbound, down by 9. Out top with it. Off the right side, Behrens dribbles over, hands the ball away to Kniffelmeyer. Dribbles in, back out, Sanford for 3 on the rim. No. Rebound, Lauren Malone coming out of there, ahead of the pack, 2-on-1, ahead to Magdan, waits. Free throw line to Vonderschmidt, in and out, it rattles out of there. On a rebound to Ottman, number 9. She comes up the floor with a minute 30 to go. 3-pointer up and down to the left side of the circle. Natalie Kniffelmeyer with 14. She has 8 here in the fourth quarter. 54-46. The lead is 8. And now Eichhoff dribbles to the sideline in front of her bench. Double team, timeout by the Irish with a minute 17 to go. And we're back in. No, wait a minute. Well, no, wait, they say there's a turnover. The Irish have called timeout. Now, whose ball is it? I'm confused. The Irish took the timeout. We'll figure that back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's going to be Johnson Brock basketball. Trade official made the call. So inbounding will be Hallie Rasmus with a minute 17 to go. The once 20-point lead of the Irish now down to 8. Now driving the ball up, double team, no foul called as they move it across Kniffelmeyer. Inside, Behrens throws up left hand, no. Vonderschmidt the rebound, and she got fouled. That's 9 rebounds for Vonderschmidt. The foul, I believe, on Ottman. No, foul on Audrey Sanford. That would be her second. That's team foul number 8 on the Eagles. 63 seconds to go here. And now at the free throw line is going to be Harrison Vonderschmidt with 11 points. Up on the 1-1 and good. She's now got 12 on the night. Another free throw coming here for the Irish senior. Second one up, second one good. She made them both. She now got 13 points in the game. The Irish are back up by 10. Witt out for the Irish. 14 points tonight for Vonderschmidt. Puts her 1,381 of her career. 27 away from the school record for the girls. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. A 10-point Irish lead. Dribbling around. Now here's a three-pointer fired by Ottman off the front. No good. Rebound comes out long to Hallie Rasmus. And John Brockman, two-inch time dribbling off the floor. Knippelmeyer caught. Gets it away to Sanford. Dribbling again is Johnson Brock. Got to get somebody open to get a shot. Sayhart's man-to-man defense is destroying it. Pass wide to the mark. Malone with the takeaway for the Irish. He's going to get fouled. And the foul with the block will be called on Knippelmeyer. Her first team foul number 9 on Johnson Brock with just 20 seconds to go in the game. Lauren Malone, 1 point on the night. At the free throw line, 1 for 2, second one, first one up, no. Rebound to Ottman, her 10th of the night. Ottman will bring it up for the Eagles with 15 seconds, left side. Dribbling in, kicking it back out of the top to Barron. He's got a shooting girls. Ottman shot blocked by Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt with the block with 7.6 seconds to go. Audrey Sanford will inbound for Johnson Brock. Looks, lobs it out top. Barron's the catch. The shot for 3, no. Clock stops with 2.8 seconds to go. Delaney Witt in for Lauren Malone for the Irish here. All right, Sayhart inbound. Magdans will look. Comes into Vonderschmidt. She'll stand and hold it, and the game will end with a final score. Sayhart 56, Johnson Brock 46. The Irish get their 16th win of the year, 16-3. Johnson Brock now 13-4. We'll wrap this one up after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance. It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score tonight in our girls' game. Sayhart with the win, 56-46 over Johnson Brock. Tonight, the Eagles are led by Natalie Knippelmeyer with 14 points in the ballgame. 13 for Audrey Sanford, a dozen for Taryn Ottman to go along with 10 rebounds. 4 points for Hallie Rasmussen and 3 more for Brooklyn Barons. The Eagles at the line tonight, 9 out of 14 in the game. For Sayhart tonight, they are led in the scoring column by Olivia Eichhoff and Harrison Vonderschmidt with 13 apiece in the ball game tonight. It's 11 points for Rachel Magdans tonight. We have 10 for Jessica Wurtenberger, 8 for Delaney Witt, and 1 for Lauren Malone. Sayhart hit 13 of their 20 free throws in tonight's ball game. They're now 16-3 on the year. Johnson Brock falls to 13-4. Well, that'll do it for the girls' game. The boys are out warming up. Sayhart and Johnson Brock coming up here. The Irish come in, 12-5. Johnson Brock 12-4. We'll find out what transpires in this one coming up here in about, we'll be back here in about 10 or 12 minutes on Sunny 101.3.